you can just see the way it plays off against the profile of the deep. Although it's quite simple, it's more or less a big rectangular box with a number of interesting angles sliced out of it, almost like it's been a lump of clay on a workbench, and it's just had sections cut out of it to give it this very prominent, quite alarming lean on the east-facing elevation.
That's Tom Cannon, project manager for the C4DI construction site overlooking the Deep and the River Hull. Well, until a few weeks ago, this building looked like just another modern office block with its steel-girded shell. But then, something happened. Sheets of shimmering gold scales were applied to the building's side, glinting in the sunlight. Though, as Tom Cannon explains, it's not actually gold.
It's not gold, no. It's not quite as expensive as gold, but it is fairly expensive. It's a brass alloy. It's formed into these rectangular so-called shingles, which are just like, imagine them like tiles on your house, really. And each and every one of these identically sized shingles is hand-formed and then placed by hand, fixed by hand, and ultimately shaped and fine-tuned by hand to fit the side of the building.
It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle.
That's right. I mean, we've been watching the chaps that are doing the fitting, and I must say it is an absolutely skilled job. It's very much a handcrafted material. They spend a lot of time just marking out where they're going to start from, working with tape measures and the old-fashioned builder's pencils to actually mark the underlying surface, so they know exactly where to place this stuff, because obviously there's no room for error.
This must be costing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pounds, for this cladding alone.
Yeah, the cladding, I couldn't give you the exact cost of just the cladding. I mean, the whole development, just phase one, we're looking at £3.6 million private money invested. And then phase two, we're looking at about £3.8 million, which includes about nearly £900,000 just for the amphitheatre, which floats over floats into the dry dock structure. So lots of money being invested in this really quite compact site.
Where's it made and who makes it?
Sadly, the material comes from Germany.
Well, it's European made. That's something, isn't it? I thought you were going to say China.
No. It's not. Yeah, in global terms, it doesn't have to come that far.
Can we have a look at one of the leaves themselves?
It is quite thin. It's got a very much a. It truly is a metallic material.
Yeah.
I guess it's about just under a millimetre thick.
Yeah. Well, it's got strength to it, but also, I mean, listen to that. It's really got something about
it's
it.
Quite convincing, isn't it? As a tough material.
Golden brown texture like sun. Lays me down with my mind, she runs.
Wycliffe obviously appointed architects to come up with ideas, and a competition was held, and the winning architect came up with this, which we're absolutely thrilled with. And you can just see the way it plays off against the profile of the deep.
And one of the amazing things about this is watching it change in the light. You can already see from one side of the building to the other as the sunlight catches it. It's lighter and darker in different places.
That's right. In fact, if you get a blue sky day, you'll see almost a green colour because there's the blue and the brassy yellow combine. And then, as you say, one end of the building might be almost a grey, and then the other end might almost be a pale straw colour. And there's that sort of iridescence that you get, a bit like you do on the side of a goldfish or a reptile or something, which does give it this almost sort of biomechanical sense. And it certainly has evoked a few people's imaginations, particularly with regard to nicknames.
I think goldfish might be a contender. We'll call it the goldfish.
Yeah, the goldfish. I think it also has a kind of almost a maritime ship-like quality. It's a bit like a galleon or a land ship of some sort. I don't know.
The golden galleon.
I don't know. It's still developing in front of us. And
I think it'd be unfair, wouldn't it, to give it its name until it's finished. We'll have to wait for it to be finished.
Definitely. All down to this truly unusual cladding that we've got here.